Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, Riggins hunkering down on one of those spicy Slim Jims that Lindsay left up here?
It is. So good.
Mm-hmm. What a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An American classic.
Absolutely. But do you still eat breakfast, Riggins, before you come to work?
Yeah.
You do eggs and stuff like that?
I did. I was not eating eggs for the last couple of months because they're so expensive. But last week, my neighbor dropped off 18.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Cage-free brown egg. I was like, oh my gosh, it was like a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom came over the other day, dropped off a bunch of food, and one of the items was sausage balls.
Oh, I love
that she made.
Balls.
I know. So for the last two mornings, I've had eggs and a couple of the sausage balls.
I know it sounds painful, sausage balls, but it. I enjoy having sausage balls.
It's worth it.
I like them spicy too.
Yeah. She uses the hot, breakfast sausage or whatever it is, and it's good. Yeah.
Are they Tennessee style sausage balls? That's the spicy with the cheese in them, and
they've
the
got
whole thing.
Bisquick and cheese.
Yes.
And I think technically those are called Tennessee sausage balls.
Okay. Yeah, and there's crushed red pepper in them. Maybe they're really good.
So good.
So yeah, I know the ins and outs of the history of dirtbag food.
It is a dirtbag food.
No, I'm kidding. I do. I love that. Love it. I created something the other day that is probably one of the since I didn't call it obesity, I come up with these things that are probably so disgustingly fattening and all, like almost like fair food sometimes. Yeah. Those hash browns that you get in the freezer section that are like the McDonald's style hash browns?
Yeah.
I took two of those and cooked them in the oven per the box descriptions, and I made hash brown parm. Instead of using chicken, for the parm, I used those, and then I put marinara sauce and Parmesan and spiced it all up.
Delicious.
Then popped it in the and browned the cheese on top, the whole thing.
Did you eat it with pasta?
No. No, I didn't.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
No, I didn't. I was just trying to do a quick snack.
Yeah, I bet that was good.
Yeah,
sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
What a genius idea.
Yeah, I dabble, I likes to dabble. But that was one I didn't even tell Jody. I did it in the night.
Yeah, she'd be horrified by that. You did what?
Yeah, that's some 1,000-pound sister shit there.
Yeah,
that's what she goes. That's some 1,000-pound sister shit.
Those 1,000-pound sisters know what they're eating. I mean, that's why they know what they're eating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. So when you gave me that Oreo dunking tool and I was asking for that, I thought she was going to rip me apart. She goes, "You're what? Have I seen your what? A tool for dunking Oreos?"
Yeah.
My God.
Horrifying.
But you've got to have somebody on the opposite end of where we are. I think we're all three the same, all four, because Rob's definitely the same. I mean, just because we're all, what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Anyway, we all like the dunking tool, but you got to have someone on the opposite end. You have to. Because think about if you lived with someone the same as you, you'd just be 1,000 pounds. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. If I lived with little friend Jenny, there's no doubt I would be, on TLC somewhere. I would have a night of my very own on TLC. But what's bad about it is, it's like with her, if you're trying to keep up with her eating junk, then it's like trying to keep up, drink for drink with a person that never feels the effects of alcohol.
Right.
I mean, you just get sloppy, throwing up, sick, and they're just, you know, sober as they can be. That's the way it is with her when you try to keep up with her eating junk food and stuff. She never affects her.
It's crazy.
You know,
it's not fair. It's honestly the best gift she's ever been given. mean, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. To never gain weight.
Yeah.
Eat all what a treat.
And drink all that beer.
And she's not even feasting on high-end good food. It's like corn dogs and Cheetos and Taco Bell. And
queen of bar food.
The best food.
Yeah. Queen of bar food.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of more of that myself. But she's not, you know, gorging on escargot and, you know, truffle fries and things like that.
She's not eating cream sauces over you know, pastas and things. She will, but that's not her number one go-to
thing. Yeah. You know, something weird happened. Somebody messaged us on Facebook and asked Rob for a recipe. And I went, what the hell does that mean? And then he sent it back to her. He had mentioned some drink he had had on his Valentine's Day, and somebody was at. I was like, Rob giving out recipes?
Blueberry wine out of a bottle?
Yeah, I know.
No, he did. He said they had some kind of cocktail or something.
Yeah, the coconut. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I never thought I'd see the day where Rob is doling out recipes to anybody. Not much of a chef, that Rob.
But you know, I'm gonna start trying some of these Asian like fried chicken techniques and things.
Sure.
You know, that looks really good. And I don't know what Asian countries they are, but it's like every Asian country, every Asian cuisine has a really good fried chicken. The only thing, I mean, by really good, I mean that it's crispy and all of that. But Asian fried chicken that I've had from Chinese restaurants and all, that's just the plain fried chicken, lacks a lot of spices and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty bland.
It's not the same.
So I would Cajunize their frying technique for the crispiness.
There's a lot of Korean fried chicken places popping up.
I love Korean food.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so crispy. Like, how do they get it so crispy?
They make a batter for it, and then they dunk it in the dry breading as well, like a flour. It's in a batter and then cornstarch and all of that added to the flour, and then they put it in the flour and then fry it. So it gives it a little bit of crunch. But yeah, I'll Cajun that up, make it my own.
Sure.
Have a Korean party. We'll all be there.
Yep. And we'll wear costumes and the whole thing. And then we'll just wait on the news to come and do a story about our offensive, culturally appropriated theme party.
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.